WCOM welcomes the support of the Carborough Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carborough's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carborough. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.
From Chicle, the Chapel Hill Institute for Cultural and Language Education. Twice a month on Sundays at 5, Chicle has events that are free to everyone. We also teach Spanish, French, and many other languages to translations and provide interpreters. Our website is chi-cle.com. 933-0398. Hablamos Español and listen to WCOM.
You're listening to 103.5 FM WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carborough.各位听众早上好，欢迎您收听本期的华夏之声，我是刘英。今天呢是3月13号星期五，看又是一个下雨天。那么虽然受全球经济危机的影响呢，中国的经济发展速度放缓，但这并没有影响中国空间计划的进程。中国计划在2009年呢还是要发射15到16颗卫星。2008年度中国慈善捐助报告3月11号公布，报告显示，2008年全国接受各类捐赠款物总额合计达1070亿元，个人捐款首次超过了企业。那么稍后呢，就请听来自刘璐和孙俪的详细报道。在今天的华人在美生活专栏，我们邀请的是彭薇小姐。彭薇是去年8月来到的美国，这之后呢，嫁给了一位美国医生。在来美之前，他曾经在深圳拥有自己的服装公司，被评为全广东十大设计师之一。那么他自己呢，是兼任总经理和总设计师。今天我们一起来听听他对中美两国文化的一些看法，以及他作为一个现代华人女性的心声。 Welcome to China Hour. For the naval confrontation happened last Sunday, the U.S. Pentagon said 5 Chinese vessels aggressively challenged and blockedan unarmed U.S. naval surveillance ship in international waters 70 miles south of China's Hainan Island. And China's foreign minister spokesman said on Tuesday that the U.S. claim was inaccurate and unacceptable, that the U.S. was operating illegally. In what appears to be a difference of interpretation of international maritime law, Bank of America, who received the U.S. government bailout money,is quitting job offers to foreign-born students graduating from U.S. business schools this summer, citing a provision of this stimulus package from the U.S. government that became law last month. Wei Pen, or Wei Pi Hunger, is her married name, originally came from Wuhan, Hubei province in China. Right before she came to the U.S. and married to an American husband,She was a very successful young woman who owned the majority of a fashion company that had around 70 franchise shops at one point in China. She was both the CEO and head designer of the fashion company. What made her left her successful life in China? And what does she think about her current life in the U.S. in comparison to the life she had in China? What does she have to say about marriage for a modern Chinese woman? In this week's Life of Chinese in America,Wei will take you to both her past and her present in this China Hour. But first is news from Liu Lu and Sun Li.
首先来关注一则来自人民日报华盛顿的消息，由中国人民争取和平与裁军协会和美国公益服务委员会举行的中美第二届和平论坛9号在华盛顿召开，就中美民众共同关心的金融危机、中美关系、气候环保、国际安全和防扩散等问题交换看法。此次论坛为期一天，除了和平论坛，和财会还带来了以和平、和谐、和睦为主题的大型图片展，介绍中国传统和平文化、对外开放、和平发展、和谐社会、西藏、京西和中美关系等11个专题，帮助美国人士了解中国发展与变化。在论坛上， 和财会副会长毛如柏就中国气候变化问题发表演讲，介绍了中国政府应对气候变化的政策与措施，以及中美两国在应对气候变化领域开展的合作。美国工议会东北区负责人格森表示，中国的崛起是世界公认的现实，而美国有必要深入了解中国，了解中国人如何看待自己的国家及其对外关系。他认为，在裁军和建立和平关系上，中美双方需要加强交流和沟通，达成相互理解。此外，还应关注环境可持续发展，以应对越来越严峻的全球气候变暖问题以及其对人类产生的巨大影响。会上，中国和财会代表团还回答了与会人士关于西藏人权、民主等方面的问题。据了解，代表团还将在华盛顿会见国会议员、智库专家以及和平组织，并将前往纽约和波士顿展开一系列的活动。
Beijing Xinhua reports. Premier Wen Jiabao said in Beijing on Tuesday that China must deepen reforms and further open up as a country tackles economic woes.The policy of reform and opening up is a key choice that determines the future of China in a contemporary era and the country's powerful weapon in fighting the global financial crisis, said Wen when joining a panel discussion with lawmakers from the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The more difficulties we face, the more firmly we should stick to reforms and opening up, Wen told lawmakers who are attending the annual session of the National People's Congress, the top legislative body.The country should improve its development model with a spirit of reform and innovation and forge its advantage in international economic cooperation and competition by adhering to opening up, said Wen. Other senior leaders stressed more efforts for people's well-being and economic development on Tuesday.
中国民政部社会福利和慈善事业促进司、中民慈善捐助中心11号在北京共同发布了2008年度中国慈善捐助报告。这是中国民政部首次对2008年度的慈善捐赠的总体情况进行汇总，并向社会公布。报告显示，2008年的重大事件和巨大灾害直接引发了慈善捐赠的井喷。初步统计，2008年度，中国接收各类捐赠款物总额合计达到了1070.49亿元，占 GDP 总量的0.356%。年增长率达到246%，在全国接收的1070亿元的捐赠款物当中，已经拨付支出828.68亿元，支付率是77%。这些慈善的受益人口达到4766万。2008年，中国慈善捐赠的最大亮点是汶川地震唤醒了中国的个人捐赠意识。据统计，2008年中国大陆地区民众个人捐款达到458亿元，占捐款总额的54%，远远高于大陆地区企业捐款数的388亿元。对于2008年善款的流向，报告做了详细的说明。报告显示，助学、济困、救灾依然是最主要的善款流向。
Beijing Xinhua reports.China's Producer Price Index, or PPI, fell for the third straight month, dropping 4.5% year-on-year in February, the National Bureau of Statistics said Tuesday. The decline in PPI, a major measure of inflation at a wholesale level, was 1.2 percentage points higher than the month earlier level. Prices of production materials dropped 5.7% from a year ago, with those of mineral industry, primary industry, and processing industry down 17.4%, 8.4%, and 3% respectively. Living material prices dipped 0.4%, with clothing and commodity prices up 0.6%, and prices of food and consumer durable goods down 0.7% and 1.9% respectively, said MBS. MBS also revealed on Tuesday that China's Consumer Price Index, or CPI, a main gauge of inflation, fell 1.6% year-on-year in February. It is the first monthly negative growth since December 2002, when CPI was down to a minus 0.4%. The fall of the CPI and PPI in February was mainly caused by the significant declines in the international primary products prices,and other factors such as a spring festival and a severe winter weather, which brought up the February CPI last year, said MBS in a statement.
中国商务部部长陈德明近日透露了可口可乐收购会员案的最新进展。他表示，商务部正在根据反垄断法依法审核可口可乐收购会员案，不会受任何外部因素的影响。 据介绍，可口可乐于去年的九月份宣布旗下子公司约以24亿美元的价格全面收购汇源果汁，因为收购达到了国务院关于经营者集中申报标准的规定的申报标准，需要向商务部进行申报。随后，商务部表示，已对可口可乐并购汇源申请进行立案受理，但是具体立案日期以及结果何时能够揭晓，均是对外保密的。随着3月23号可口可乐和汇源敲定的收购要约期限的逼近，该并购案近期再度成为了业界的关注热点。就在上个周末，可口可乐全球 CEO 穆泰康也明确表示，公司对汇源并购的承诺没有改变，并正全力配合商务部对汇源并购进行审批的工作。
Beijing Xinhua reports, China plans to launch 15 to 16 satellites this year.Zhang Jianqi, deputy chief commander of the Mint Space Project, said here on Monday, though the global financial crisis is taking toll on world economy, it has no impact on China's space programs. Zhang, a deputy to the National People's Congress, the country's top legislature, told media, China is at present batch producing the 3 spacecraft, Shenzhou 8, Shenzhou 9, and Shenzhou 10, according to Zhang.This is the first time for the country to conduct researches and production on 3 spacecraft at the same time, he said. China plans to launch Tiangong 1, an unmanned space module, into orbit by the end of 2010, he said. The country plans to launch the Shenzhou 8 and Shenzhou 9 spacecraft in 2011, a former chief designer of the manned space project said earlier. Zhang said the country is selecting a new batch of taikonauts, which may include the country's first female taikonaut.China has sent an average of 8 satellites into space annually during the first 2 years of its 11th five-year plan, which runs from 2006 to 2010, and the number was 1.5 before its 9th five-year plan, figures from the Chinese Academy of Space Technology showed.
知名的汉学家、诺贝尔文学奖评委马悦然日前针对两会期间的繁体字争议发表个人看法。他说，方块字堪称是世界上最发达的文字，中国大陆所使用的简化字终会恢复为繁体字，这种信息他从来没有动摇过。全国政协委员潘庆麟今年在两会上提交了逐步恢复繁体字的提案，引发了广泛的争议。中国教育部语用司的负责人回应表示说，在法律没有做出修改的前提下，简化字的使用规定不会进行调整。而马悦然在接受东方早报采访时表示说，汉字的发展变化是有规律的，不可以被硬性的改变。秦汉以后，直到简体字出现之前，汉字几乎没有什么变化，而这件事情最大的意义就是使中国的历史得以传承。举例来说，明清人读唐宋人的文章没有任何障碍，因为他们读写的都是同样的文字，但在使用简体字的现在，却不是任何一个人都能够读懂古籍了。其中主要原因是很多人根本就不认识繁体字了。马悦然认为，繁体字与简化字相比，在读写甚至领会文字内涵上更具美感。另一方面，马悦然先生也承认，把在中国大陆使用了近50年的简化字改回繁体字是需要付出一定的代价的。但是考虑到中国5000年历史的传承以及汉字美学的表达，付出这些代价是值得的。
Seoul, South Korea, Xinhua reports.A photo exhibition on Tibet opened here on Monday, providing a window for South Koreans to better understand the past and present of the Chinese autonomous region. The exhibition entitled Tibet of China, Past and Present, consists of 3 parts, History of Tibet, Serfdom in Tibet, and Tibet Today, featuring some 70 pictures about Tibet. Sponsored by the Chinese Embassy in Seoul, it remains open until the end of this month.The exhibition helped me to further understand the history of Tibet and its changes in the past 5 decades, said Park Jin, a lawmaker for South Korea's National Assembly, at the opening ceremony. Chinese Ambassador to Seoul, Chen Yonghua, voiced his hope that the exhibition would help South Koreans get a better understanding of Tibet and boost the friendly relationship between China and South Korea. Thank you.
China Hour is sponsored by the Confucius Institute at North Carolina State University, providing Chinese language and cultural courses. The Confucius Institute also organizes cultural events to help North Carolinians experience the best of Chinese culture, including collaboration with local schools. The Confucius Institute provides an outreach program to North Carolinian agencies and companies interested in doing business in China. For more information, please visit www.ncsu.edu/OIA/Confucius.
心跳乱了节奏，梦也不自由，爱是个绝对承诺，不说撑到一千年以后，放任无奈淹没尘埃，我在废墟之中守着你走来，哦，我的泪光承载不了我，哦，所有一切你要的爱，因为在一千年以后，世界早已没有我，无法深情望着你的手，亲吻着你额头，别等到一千年以后，所有人都遗忘了我，那是红色黄昏的沙漠，能有谁解开缠绕千年的寂寞。在废墟之中守着你走来，哦，我的泪光承载不了我，所有一切你需要的爱，因为在一千年以后，世界早已没有我，无法深情挽着你的手，亲吻着你额头，
17 past 9, and you're listening to China Hour with Liu Ying. Coming up is Life of Chinese in America, and today we invited Wei Hunter to share her story. Wei was a very successful young woman who owned the majority of a fashion company in Shenzhen, China, a city that's very close next to Hong Kong, actually. She was both the CEO and head designer of that fashion company. Having lived in 4 different cities by choice after graduating from college, Wei told me that she has had a lot more experiences than most women at her age. Fashion was and still is her passion, but doing business in fashion in China could be very challenging. She didn't plan to shut down the company when she first came over on a business trip in August 2008, but the economy had already started showing signs of shrinking in June in China, which made many fashion companies close down, and she had decided to marry this American guy after spending 2 weeks together with him. So she made the biggest decision in her life: closing the company in China and staying in US. 那今天我们请到的呢是彭威小姐。彭威，其实你现在的姓已经不是中国人的姓了，是吧？因为你先生是一个美国人，对不对？告诉我们你的姓是什么吧。
Hunter。
彭威呢是刚刚从中国到美国来生活，还没有几个月。彭威，你可不可以先给我们大家介绍一下你自己啊？是什么时候来美国的？在国内当时都在做些什么？
是武汉的，武汉大学。那我经历比较多的，去了好多地方，到北京啊，学服装设计啊，后来又到广州啊，然后又去了郑州啊，然后又去深圳啊。但在后来在深圳生活的时间最长，生活了8年。我是去年8月从深圳到美国来的，
也就是2008年的八月。
对，2008年8月，我来这边之前是做服装品牌，然后自己做一个公司。就自己做总经理兼设计师，而且我那个品牌在国内做的也还算不错吧。
你能不能告诉我们大家那个是什么牌子？这个不是一个帮人家代理的牌子是吗？是你自己的。
是我自己创的，对。那我做了4年吧，在国内，从一开始自己成立这个公司，一直到自己设计开发，然后那个销售，然后在全国设加盟店。我们最高的时候有60-70家吧，在全国。但是我后来还是决定来美国了。
为什么决定就来美国了呢？
我觉得国内做生意吧，比较压力特别大，然后自己一个女孩子吧，特别是服装这个生意，基本上是最复杂的，而且是最辛苦的一个行业，布料啊，里布啊，然后做工啊，然后设计版型啊，所以牵扯到非常多的环节，如果某一个环节出错，那就导致到最后的全盘就是有问题。所以再一个就是去年，特别是去年经济危机哈，也影响，特别是对深圳影响非常大。
去年就已经开始了？
对。
从什么时候？去年什么时候开始呢？
去年从6月份开始吧。其实我来之前还公司还在做，当时也没有完全想放弃，但是来了以后才决定的，因为已经我决定留在美国了。我来的时候是商务过来的，
是商务签证过来的，但是还没有决定要放弃这个公司。
对对对，没有说一定就到这里生活。后来和我老公结婚了嘛，所以然后我必须留在这，所以我那边公司是也慢慢本来还有10几家店，慢慢一个个就结束了。
等于你把它卖掉了？
没卖，就关了，损失挺大的。但我觉得那个时机也正好，要不然特别是去年年底哈，那个影响非常大，在深圳服装公司像中小规模的一半以上关闭了，而且整个全国的市场就是说销售额啊比前年下滑了很多，基本上是50%以上。所以去年年底到今年是国内服装公司最不好过的一年。
We met her husband on her first business trip to the U.S. in 2006. If you believe in fate, you probably would exclaim, this is exactly how fate works. It was in San Francisco. She was waiting in the lobby of her hotel, and he was waiting in the same lobby at the same time. They started chatting friendly and left each other contact information. Nothing really happened between them for the past 2 years until Wei was planning to visit the U.S. again in 2008.She thought it wouldn't hurt to contact this friendly American guy just to see how he was doing. The first email led to several hours long online chatting, often, and by the time Wei arrived in the U.S., they started dating immediately. 2 weeks after she arrived, they got married.
能不能介绍一下啊？怎么跟现在这个老公认识？怎么到最后结婚呢？
那个我们是很偶然的一个机会认识的。2年以前我就来美国，我那个时候也是商务签证，到美国来旅游吧。我们服装协会过来的，然后就在那个三藩市，我们就在一个酒店坐着那里，他也在那，我也在那，我们在好像等房啊还是干嘛的，然后就聊了一下，我们就说嗨，就很客气的聊了几句，然后就留了一个 email， 后来也没有怎么联系。然后过了1-2年了，我看我这一次又要来美国了，所以来之前几个月我就给他写信了，问他现在情况怎么样啊。然后我们两个人正好，因为怎么越聊越挺难谈得来的，并且两个人都是单身嘛，当时都单身。然后每天就在网上聊天啊，聊了几个小时，不然两三个月吧， 就是说沟通的挺多的，然后就感觉两个人都挺适合的，并且正好两个人都很想现在成立一个家庭吧，这个很重要，因为很多人好像谈恋爱谈了一两年啊几年啊也不一定能结婚，像我们可能真正在一块都没有超过两个星期就结婚。
就说谈恋爱的那个过程，
谈恋爱就是都没见面呀，然后后来见了面，我来美国以后两个星期我们就结婚了，所以挺传奇的哈，很多人听到觉得很不可思议。
Some would argue that life in the US could be quite boring, in comparison to the one in China, since Chinese like to be surrounded by people and sharing everything. But the American culture is all about respecting one's privacy. We think it all depends on how you look at it. Describing her current life in the US, we used one word, peaceful.Although she can't enjoy a busy social life anymore as she did in Shenzhen, China. For instance, going to different restaurants, shopping, visiting spa with friends. She also realizes that she doesn't have the high pressure and anxiety that came with being a businesswoman in China either. Using her words, after all that she had gone through in China, North Carolina is a perfect place for rest and relaxation, and she's enjoying it quite a bit.
那现在到美国来了怎么样啊，觉得美国的生活跟在国内比起来的话，
觉得这里很安静啊，因为我来之前在深圳是国内最年轻最有活力的一个城市，应该说是年轻人最多的也是最发达最现代的一个城市，那里的生活肯定是多姿多彩一点，每天经常跟朋友一起出去不同的餐馆吃饭呀，然后酒吧呀，然后可以去桑拿呀按摩呀，但在这里就没有，觉得这里很安静很祥和，有的人说很 boring， 我觉得是不是很 boring 主要看自己的心态吧，我觉得我来了几个月觉得挺好的，可能是以前太累了，觉得来了是休息吧，在这里每天觉得心情挺平静的，不像在国内特别做生意每天要遇到很多很多事情，可能很多时候都是你想象不到的事情会发生，所以经常你的心里都是非常紧张的高压力，但是这里就不一样，这里我觉得完全是很放松很休闲的一个地方，所以我挺喜欢这里的生活的。我一个朋友也是深圳过来的，生活也在这边，他就说当他回国的时候国内的人就说了一句话，他说你要去中国就毒死你，你要去美国就闷死你就是说中国吃的东西都不安全嘛，
嗯哼，
这一点我是觉得是肯定是最大的区别，国内的一些肉啊食品啊都不是很安全嘛，有激素啊，特别餐馆的一些东西就是你吃了对你健康不是很好，我觉得我来了美国我身体好多了，因为这里的东西不是很多油嘛，就吃的比较健康一点，这里的肉可能放心一点，但他们就说在美国呢要中国人很多人肯定不习惯，因为中国人还是喜欢热闹，这是我们的一个文化，我们喜欢热闹人多朋友多然后在一块儿聚聚，这里的人都很注重 privacy， 就很喜欢跟人都保持一些距离，而且他自己内心的感受啊内心真正的一些想法他也不会轻易去告诉一些朋友，像我们中国的人我们就是朋友就是真的很什么都能说的，真正的朋友的概念就是可以分享你的一切你的内心的感受啊你的一切的东西，就像我跟我老公我经常有时候跟我的一些认识的人说一些事情，我老公就会觉得他说你怎么把我们这私人的一些事情说给别人听呢，我说我就不觉得私人了，包括我跟他妈说一些东西他都觉得这个太私人了吧，你不应该跟我说，那是你妈呀，你说我们跟妈有什么不能说的呢。
Since Wei has just been here since last August, I asked whether she thought the Chinese here were a bit different than the Chinese in China.We said that she couldn't make a generalization for this matter, but based on her personal experiences, she did think that the Chinese she met in the US were very warm-hearted. These Chinese would spend hours volunteering, helping others without getting paid. She said the people she knew in Shenzhen, China, would never do such a thing, probably because, similar to New York, Shenzhen is a city of immigrants and opportunities.Where people go with a sole purpose to make money. Hence, money becomes the most important, if not the only motivation. Living in America, Wei said that she was appreciative every day.
你到这里来，从去年八月份到现在也已经有半年了哈。
对，
肯定是说跟周围的很多中国人也有一些接触，在这里的中国人，你觉得这里的中国人和你在国内碰到的中国人，咱们不是说做一种 generalization， 但是你感觉有一些差别吗？
就是中国人不多，很少，没几个，有一两个还，我觉得挺好的。我觉得他们都挺热心的，我觉得挺无私的吧我觉得不像国内的人都很势利，也不是都，这个不应该这样说，起码我在深圳哈，我只能说深圳，因为深圳并不代表中国，深圳我觉得就是好像美国的纽约一样，是移民城市，每个人都是去赚钱的，这边的人我觉得都 have a great heart，就是说他们可能去很热心去帮助一些人啊，不是计较回报啊，但是在深圳就不一样，深圳没有人去做这些事情，可能有但是我不知道，不认识，但我认识的人都不会去做一些很公益的事情哈，花很多时间然后不求回报，我觉得这一点我还是挺欣赏的，觉得哎，我自己怎么没有那么高尚呢反正我在这边生活，我觉得心里每天充满感激吧，就这种感觉，在国内的时候我生活，我心里每天充满着都是压力，都是一些很暗的东西，很 negative 的东西，我觉得在这里就不一样，我觉得每天看到这里的天我心情都很好，只有我们因为在国内做过生意的人哈，我觉得都很不容易的，非常不容易，每一个在中国能够成功的人都是背后付出的那种努力啊劳动都是比一般的人都好多好多倍，承受的压力啊要经历的事情也是要多很多，但我觉得我应该不算是一个很成功的人嘛，某些人他觉得我是，但我自己觉得毕竟我们这个事情结束了嘛。
It's 9:30 and you're listening to China Hour with Liu Ying. We'll be back with more of Wei's stories after this short break. Welcome back to China Hour. In today's Life of Chinese in America, we will take you to Wei's past and her present. Wei told me that many Chinese had an impression that typical Americans were very individualistic and self-centered. Well, you can tell me whether that's true. But she said luckily, her husband was not like that. Wei was told that most of the marriages between the Chinese woman and American men do not work out after a while due to the cultural differences, especially if the Chinese woman have never lived in the U.S. before. She said that there was no way for her to know whether that was true, but she knew her own marriage. Although she had never lived in the U.S. before, she and her husband get along very well.
跟我老公的还好，没有什么很大的文化上的分歧，因为美国人那么多，然后每个人的性格也不一样，就像我们中国人，我们也不一样，那我老公属于那种比较含蓄的那种人，所以我们还比较合得来，他不属于那种典型的美国人那种。
什么是典型的美国人？
我觉得典型美国人都比较自我吧，这是我所有的朋友，中国来美国的朋友对他们的一个评价，就是美国人太自我了。
所谓自我跟自私你觉得是一样吗？
不大一样，但是还是有一些关联，自我就是强调自己的感受，自己的感受可能高过一切，但是自私那就是一个贬义词了，但是自我的人一般都有一点点自私吧，但是不一定自我的人都自私，自私的人也不一定都自我。我不了解哈，这边很多中国人到底是都嫁的美国人多还是跟中国人多，我的很多朋友都说最后好像都不是很好，毕竟这个文化差别太大了，大多数吧，也不排除一些还过得挺好的，这个也只是一个片面的说法，但是真正的是怎么样我不清楚，反正我知道我自己的感受，我自己觉得我老公挺好的， 但是如果我要我找一个很典型的美国人，很自我的那种人，我肯定搞不来。很多中国女性来了这里都十年了，都能够很适应这里生活了，但是他们说的是从中国刚来的那些，他们的文化可能接受不了一下子。
However well Wei and her husband get along, they came from very different cultural backgrounds. So I asked her to share some interesting stories happened due to their differences. Wei said that when they moved into the new house, they hired a moving company to help. The moving company told them that they charge certain fee within 8 hours of work, and the fees would be doubled if it's over 8 hours. Wei and her husband agreed. On the day of moving, she waited 5 hours at the new house before the moving company showed up with all their belongings from the old house. And among the belongings were lots of things that Wei told her husband to get rid of. So the moving company worked more than 8 hours just to move lots of things Wei didn't want anymore. Afterwards, Wei thought they should not pay the overtime charge, since the moving company wasted the time on moving things she didn't really want anymore. But her husband thought that the workers worked very hard for more than 8 hours, and they did deserve to be paid overtime.
跟你老公认识两个星期就决定结婚了哈、
嗯、
那么现在跟他生活在一起，柴米油盐就是过日子了，不管他是不是典型的美国人吧，他肯定还是在美国这个文化当中出生长大的，所以他身上肯定是有很多美国文化的东西、
嗯、
那在这个每天的这个点点滴滴的这个柴米油盐的生活当中啊，你觉得有什么事情是让你觉得挺有意思的，或者跟中国人不一样的？
我们请了一个搬家公司，他们说8个小时以内就收多少美金、
嗯、
但是超过8个小时就要加一倍，因为这个就是他们的 rules。 那我说那我们肯定不可能需要8个小时以外，我们肯定要控制在8个小时以内。但是那天我搬家的那天，我是在这新房子里面，他在那个旧房子里面，所以他就负责那些人搬。但没想到我在家里等了5个小时他们过来了，来了以后很多东西都是我不要的，他们全部用那个棉被把它包起来，还把它用胶粘起来。那我觉得那个花的时间是非常多的，毕竟那些东西都不要的。
你没有跟他事情说好吗？那些
我跟他说了，但是他就没看着别人嘛，他又去做他自己的事情去了。
你说你老公？
对，后来就超过了8个小时嘛，所以他就觉得别人很辛苦啊，给那么多钱是应该的，但我觉得就不应该，因为我觉得没必要花那么多时间去包一些我不要的东西。在这个问题上我也确实也说他了。
Another cultural difference we noticed was that Americans were not used to criticism, since they grew up being complimented and encouraged all the time. But for Chinese, we're very used to being criticized because it is believed to be the best way to learn and to improve. We noticed that her criticism toward her husband was not well received as she had expected.She acknowledged that she might be a little demanding because in their relationship, her husband was always the one who had made more compromises. That being said, Wei is very appreciative that her husband has changed a lot just for her, because she knows that not American guys would do such thing.
美国男的跟中国男的就是有点不一样的，就他们从小教育只接受表扬，很少接受批评，所以我呢可能有时候批评他，他就不能接受，这一点我觉得很不一样。就是我觉得特别是夫妻两个人哈，都是应该互相学习，互相帮助，互相促进。如果说你发现对方有某一些不好的地方，你可以指出来，那我觉得每个人都应该有一个很积极的一个态度去改正。如果你很坚持你就是这个样永远不改的话，那就两个人会发生很多矛盾。所以我觉得夫妻之间 compromise 让步这个挺重要的。
嗯嗯，
我老公他性格还算是很好的，起码很多我要求他的东西，包括生活上，比方说我们中国在家里都穿拖鞋，他们是从来不穿的，他们都不穿鞋的，我就很受不了。我一来我就跟他说我说你必须穿拖鞋，然后从中国买了好几双拖鞋过来给他穿着，他也为我改了很多，就是说生活上的东西，包括那个暖气啊的温度啊，像我就喜欢不是特别热，因为开高了的话就是很浪费电嘛，并且也不是很舒服，所以他也都为我改了，就是他应该说将就我的比我迁就他的要多，但是我可能要求比较多一点，所以我觉得还是蛮感谢他的。但是不是很多美国人都愿意为你去改变的。
While reflecting on her dating experiences both in the US and China, we said, it's kind of ironic. When she was in China running her own business, she didn't succeed in relationship because Chinese men are very chivalrous, especially the successful ones, and they don't want their wives to work or get into business. If a woman is running her own business and will not leave the business like Wei did, then marriage is off the table. Now that Wei has stopped her business in China, and as a matter of fact, she hasn't worked ever since she got married to her husband, an American doctor, she found that in America, a woman was less respected if she was just a housewife. American men expect their wives to be independent. Now Wei is still struggling with her role as a modern Chinese woman. On one hand, she wants to be an independent woman who is equal to men. On the other hand, she also enjoys being treated as the weak, meaning the man will make all the money and take care of her.
我觉得我可能因为是那个学英文的缘故吧，我可能接触国外的一些思想啊比较多，然后我的性格呢，可能我觉得比较适合西方的这些文化，因为我之前结交的男朋友是中国人嘛，就觉得在一块儿反而挺多那个思想差别很大，反而跟美国人我在一块儿，我还觉得我们思想差异不大。中国男的哈，我觉得都挺大男子主义的，都觉得女性就应该服从男的，就是男的应该做主，女的就应该在家里待着。特别有意思的就是前几年本来也有几次，可能有一两次可能都已经要结婚了，但是因为我一直都是一个感觉是女强人的那种，因为我是一直很独立，是做事业的这种事业女性，但是中国呢比较优秀的男性呢不喜欢自己的老婆是做事业，所以就因为我是做事业的才让我自己的婚姻啊一直都没有去解决。比方说以前啊，我挺欣赏一个人啊，他也挺那个我的，但是后来就是因为我自己开公司啊，自己做事业啊，我们就没法在一块，因为他都希望我是在家里待着。包括来之前有一个男朋友也是做得很成功的，他就希望我不要做公司，他天天说把人家公司关了然后我们就结婚，就是不要我做公司。但来了美国以后我就发现，你要是在家里待着，我觉得你受的那尊重可能会少一些，他们更希望你去做事，
就是说男的更希望你去做事情，
对啊，更希望女性是独立的，所以有一些矛盾在里面。在我认为呢，我还有点喜欢中国男的的这种思想，就是觉得女性是受保护的，就是男的应该赚钱给女的花，就这种思想。这一点是我是觉得，哎，我觉得我有一种做女人的这种优越感。但是从另外一方面呢，如果说你让我天天在家里待着什么事不做，给我再多钱花我可能都不会开心，因为我不能实现自己的价值。然后来了美国以后呢，我老公虽然说不需要你做事，你就在家里待着，但是我在家里待着可能我都还是得做家务啊，做饭呢、啊、其实还是要做事，只不过做的事情不一样而已。但我觉得做这些事不是我想做的事情，并且更不能体现我的价值，而且我还总觉得不平等。
Once Wei asked her husband whether she would have been more attractive to him if she had been working ever since they got married.Although he didn't answer directly, she could sense the answer was yes. Wei said that she understood how he felt, because part of the reason that he fell in love with her was because her independence and ability. And now these characteristics were lost when she was just a staying-home wife. Wei thinks that women and men are indeed very equal in the U.S., to the extent that even she can accept it.For instance, some American guys would stay home taking care of the family while the wife is out as the breadwinner. Although Wei has always wanted women to be equal with men, she still can't accept the concept of women become the breadwinner. So she always tried to get this message across to her husband by telling him that in China, it's the guys who make all the money, but it's a woman who control the family assets and finance, because the men are trying to make the women, the weak ones, to feel safe and secure by letting them control the finance of the family.
所以我跟我老公还聊了几次哈，我说就是我做事情做事业你会更欣赏我呢，他没有正面回答我，但是我感觉他的回答就是是肯定是了，
他还是希望你做事业。
他不是希望，没有希望，但是他觉得如果说比起一个我天天在家里什么事都不做的，还是我能够实现我的价值，然后又能够去做点事情，要 或者说做得比较成功，那他肯定很欣赏。
你觉得他这样希望你是说是为你好，这样你觉得自己要有价值活的，还是说为了他自己的缘故是希望你去做事？
他没有为他自己，因为我觉得他喜欢我的原因可能也是因为我是一个自己一直都很独立的，也做事做的也算是比较成功的一个人。如果说我就变成了一个家庭妇女，我想很多人都会觉得没有什么特别。
也就是说当时你吸引他的一些东西可能就没了。
对啊，我想是这样的，因为我觉得我这个人之所以被一些人欣赏，就是因为我能够有这份决心啊，还有能够做一些事情。当然那些外在的东西那也是一方面，当然我觉得内在的东西还是挺重要的。包括我另外一个朋友他也跟我说，他说美国人都很希望女性独立的，这就是文化的区别，没有什么对和错，美国人他就喜欢男女都是平等的。我在中国一直要求的就是男女平等，但是我在美国来我就觉得男女真的挺平等的。他说这边很多女性赚的钱都比男的多，我老公有一个朋友那男的都不上班，那女的出去做事，男的家带小孩的
也无所谓，这两个人都没什么矛盾，
没什么，因为是一家人啊，男的做事女的做事一回事。但我就觉得那我还是接受不了，我的骨子里哈，我还是觉得男的应该比女的强，男的应该赚钱给女的花。所以我经常跟我老公说，我们中国男的都是所有的房子所有的钱都在老婆手上管着。他说为什么呢？他不是很傻吗？我说因为他们觉得女性是弱者，男的是为了给他们安全感，东西都在你手上，我不会离开你的。他就理解不了。
We think that Chinese men and American men are responsible in different ways. American guys come home immediately after work and spend lots of time with his family and kids, but they will not stay in a marriage if they feel like they don't love their wives anymore. But Chinese guys, well, still stay with their wives under this kind of circumstances as part of their responsibilities.
我觉得中国男性比美国男性更有责任感，对家庭哈，他的责任感在某种意义上来说，比方说这里的美国人，他对家庭的观念肯定可能比中国强，比中国男人，他们下了班就回家，哪都不去，小孩是第一，这个方面来谈的话，是美国人要比中国人强。但从另外一方面角度来看，我觉得中国人要比美国人强。
哪一方面？
比方说中国男的跟他老婆，他可能不爱他老婆了，但是他不会离开他，他都会负这个责任，就是给他这种家庭。但是美国人如果说他不爱他老婆了，估计就分手了，因为他觉得，哎，自己的感觉、自己的感受很重要。我都不爱你了，那我还跟你在一块干嘛呢？
嗯哼。
所以我觉得美国人就特别强调自我的感受嘛，但中国人责任感要强很多，所以他们永远理解不了为什么男的就要赚钱给女的花呢？
那现在你们家的这个房子和钱都在你手里吗？你在跟你老公教育了这么多之后。
不是在我手里，但是他每个月的经济家里的是我在掌控，
就是所有的开销。
对啊，每个月包括做账啊，花了多少钱还剩多少钱，那我都是我在控制。那我觉得这个是肯定的，那可能每个人不一样吧。有些女的可能跟美国人结婚了，他们都不知道那个人，连那个人每个月赚多少钱他都不知道。他说我老公赚多少钱呢？不知道，那个我不是我想要的。我觉得两个人结了婚就是大家都透明的，因为我觉得我也会赚钱的呀。对，说不定我以后钱赚的比他还多呢，那他还不是得靠我？所以这一点是个矛盾吧。
Well, thank you, Wei. And let us know what you think. What's your experiences like in China and in the US? You can visit us at www.chinahourradio.com and you can call us at 917-957-5456. And coming up is a song called The Most Romantic Thing I Can Think Of.想送我个浪漫的梦想，
着杯坐在地毯上，听听音乐聊聊愿望。你希望我越来越温柔，我希望你放我在心上。你说想送我个浪漫的梦想，谢谢我带你找到天堂，
like Chinese culture, including Chinese literature, you probably know this writer, Yu Hua. Yu Hua is an often named candidate for the Nobel Prize in Literature, and from his avant-garde fiction in the 1980s to his award-winning novel To Live, which was published in 1992, to his latest bestseller in China, Brothers, which came out in 2005.Yu Hua's fiction provokes controversies and intrigues readers. Reviews of Brothers, shortlisted for the 2008 Men Asian Literary Prize, call it a tremendous novel in tone and historical scope and narrative technique, and one of the great literary achievements of the year. The only response possible to its not winning for Yu Hua's novel to win the Men Asian Prize is that the novel that did win must have been magnificent indeed. And Yu Hua, invited by the Department of Asian Studies at the UNC Chapel Hill, is coming to North Carolina UNC Chapel Hill on March 17th, which is next Tuesday, at 3:30 p.m. in Howard Hall, Room 103. And we all...of our China Hour team, we invite you to come to this event. It's free and open to the public. If you happen to missed this Yu Hua's discussion, we also will have an interview later on in the following week with Yu Hua to be aired on China Hour. So please try to join us at this discussion from Yu Hua.
China Hour Radio is underwritten by Trimark. Provides professional and thorough home inspections, both for existing homes and new construction. For more information, please visit www.thisnc.com. That's www.thisnc.com.
And coming up is this week's Fun Mandarin from Cynthia.
Hello everyone, I'm Cynthia. Welcome to Fun Mandarin. Today's episode is in the format of a video, so after listening to this episode, you'll be able to find the video under program on ChinaHourRadio.com. Let's have a quick review of finals in Hanyu Pinyin, meaning phonetic system in Mandarin. Here are some of the key points of what we've learned so far. Keep in mind number one,The pronunciations of letter A, can be either a or the pronunciation of the vowel a. For example, an versus ang, yan versus yang, wan versus wang. Number two, the vowel o and e that are omitted in pinyin writing. Yo, wei, wen. So when you see IU, add vowel o in the middle. When you see UI and UN, add vowel e in the middle. This will help you remember the pronunciation of these three compound finals. Number three, vowel e and e with the caret. In ye and yue, it is the e, although the caret is omitted here. Now, let's review the finals for Hanyu Pinyin. Simple finals. A, o, e, I, u, yu. Compound finals. Compound finals started with a, o, and e. I, a, ao, o, an, un, ang, ung, ong. Compound finals started with e, ya, ye, yao, yo, yan, yin, yang, ying, yong. Compound finals started with wu, wa, wo, wai, wei, wan, wen, wang, wong. Compound finals started with yu, yue, yuan, yin. This summarizes all the finals in pinyin. Next time, we will introduce the first two groups of initials in pinyin. They are bo, po, mo, fo, de, te, ne, le, ge, ke, he. They are fairly similar to the consonants in English. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed today's fun Mandarin and keep up with your study of pinyin. Spend 10 minutes every day going over the finals. It is a lot more effective than spending hours in one day. We will see you next time. 再见!
China Hour Radio is underwritten by Capital Data Group, a financial data provider dedicated to providing comprehensive market information and fixed income sectors for brokers. Please visit www.capitaldatagroup.com for more information.
If you like Chinese opera, the Confucius Institute at North Carolina State University is co-sponsoring, along with music at NC State and UNC Greensboro, the premiere of the Huai Opera Company of Shanghai. Hawaiian opera is a very, very unique type of Chinese opera from the Yangtze Delta region, and this is a rare opportunity to see one of the world's cultural treasures, an art form that combines singing, storytelling, lavish costumes, and stunning acrobatics. And this is the first time the Hawaii Opera Company will be performing this opera in the United States, and it'll be at Stewart Theater of NC State University on March 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. For more ticket information, you can call 919-513-2924 or email Guanglin. It's spelled as JUANGLIN-DAI@ncsu.edu. And this concludes our today's China Hour edition. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and next week we see you at the same time, 9 to 10.
今天的华夏之声呢，就到此结束了，谢谢您的收听，我们下一个星期同一时间再会。
你还在我的怀里躲风，不习惯言不由衷，沉默如何能让你懂懂，此刻与你相拥也算有始有终，祝福有许多种，心痛却尽在不言中，请你一定要比我幸福，再不枉费我狼狈退出，再痛也不说苦，爱不用抱歉来弥补。